Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Thursday, February the 14th, Pope Francis addresses the UN Fund for Agricultural Development, urging policymakers to put technology at the service of the poor. At least 34 Indian paramilitary soldiers are killed in a bomb attack in Indian-administered Kashmir. And the United States and Israel urge the international community to withdraw from a crucial nuclear deal with Iran. In the Vatican, I'm Linda Bordoni. Pope Francis on Thursday morning travelled across town to address the opening ceremony of the 42nd Annual Governing Council meeting of the International Fund for Agricultural Development. Known as IFAD, it is the United Nations agency that works to eradicate poverty and hunger in remote areas of developing countries in collaboration with local governments. Sean Patrick Lovett reports on the Pope's speech and on his appeal to put technology at the service of the poor.
Pope Francis began by giving voice to the longings and needs of the multitude of our brothers and sisters who suffer in the world. The Pope described what he called the precarious situation in which they live, the result of polluted air and water, depleted natural resources, deficient sanitary infrastructures, and insufficient housing.
Sus viviendas escasas y defectuosas.
Pope Francis called for determination in the fight against poverty and hunger, encouraging the international community and those who have the resources not to shy away from their responsibilities, but to seek concrete and real solutions.
Estar decididos en esta lucha es primordial.
He also confirmed the commitment of the Holy See to promoting similar initiatives. Today's challenges are so intricate and complex, he said, that we cannot continue to face them on an occasional basis with emergency resolutions. More than ever, said the Pope, we must join forces, reach consensus, and strengthen ties. In this sense, he praised the results IFAD has achieved in recent years. Pope Francis referenced the theme of this year's IFAD Governing Council session, Innovations and Entrepreneurial Initiatives in the Rural World. While it is important to invest in innovation, business models and production efficiency, said the Pope, we must also promote science with a conscience, putting technology at the service of the poor.
Y poner la tecnología realmente al servicio de los pobres.
New technologies, he said, should not be opposed to local cultures, but should complement them and act in synergy with them. I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.
And after addressing the IFAD gathering, Pope Francis went on to meet with a group of 38 delegates from 31 indigenous populations. They're attending the fourth global meeting of the Indigenous Peoples Forum in Rome, which is taking place in conjunction with IFAD's 42nd Governing Council. As Lydia O'Kane reports, the Pope told participants that Indigenous peoples are a living cry of hope for our common home.
Speaking in Rome on Thursday, Pope Francis focused on the theme of the Indigenous Peoples Forum, which is promoting Indigenous peoples' knowledge and innovations for climate resilience and sustainable development. Highlighting the extreme importance of environmental issues, the Pope said that the forum was an invitation to look again at our planet, wounded in many regions by human greed, by war conflicts that generate a flood of evils and misfortunes, as well as by natural disasters that leave scarcity and devastation in their wake. Pope Francis underlined that these scourges cannot continue to be ignored by indifference and a lack of unity. On the contrary, he said, only a strong sense of fraternity will strengthen our resolve to help those in need today and open the door of tomorrow to the generations that come after us. God created the earth for the benefit of all, emphasized the pontiff, so that it would be a welcoming space in which no one would feel excluded and all of us could find a home. Indigenous peoples, he said, with their variety of languages, cultures, traditions, knowledge and ancestral methods, should become for all a wake-up call which highlights the fact that man is not the owner of nature but the one who manages it. These peoples, the Pope noted, are a living cry of hope.
Los pueblos indígenas son un grito viviente a favor de la esperanza.
They remind us that we human beings have a shared responsibility to care for our common home. And if certain decisions taken so far have ruined it, he said, it's never too late to learn lessons and acquire a new way of life. By engaging in generous dialogue and by joining forces, Pope Francis concluded, we will end up becoming more aware of the fact that we need each other and be able to highlight the fact that harmful behaviour affecting the environment around us also has a negative impact on the serenity and fluidity of coexistence.
Inciden que los indigentes no puedan seguir padeciendo injusticias.
That indigenous people cannot continue to suffer injustice, and that young people have a right to a better world than ours and expect coherent and convincing responses from us. I'm Lydia O'Kane.
At least 34 Indian paramilitary soldiers have been killed in a bomb attack by militants on their convoy in northern India's Jammu and Kashmir state. The Pakistan-based Islamic group Jaish-e-Mohammed said it carried out the suicide bombing. It's the deadliest attack on Indian forces in disputed Kashmir for years. Officials said the death toll might increase because dozens were critically injured. And Iran's President Hassan Rouhani has blamed the United States and its regional allies for a suicide bombing in the southeast of the country that killed 27 members of the country's elite Revolutionary Guards. The attack on Wednesday was reportedly perpetrated by a suicide bomber driving a vehicle laden with explosives that rammed a bus transporting members of the Guards. The attack was claimed by a militant Sunni Muslim group, the so-called Army of Justice, which says it seeks greater rights and better living conditions for the ethnic minority Baluchis. The United States on Thursday said it wants the international community to confront Iran and urged allies to withdraw from a crucial nuclear deal amid U.S. concerns about the spread of radical Islamic terrorism. The U.S. Vice President and the U.S. Secretary of State made that clear in separate remarks at a Middle East conference which is taking place in Poland and is attended by officials from dozens of countries. But as Stefan Voss reports, the U.S. leaders and Israel's Prime Minister also spoke of a new hopeful era that they claim is emerging in the Middle East.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence carried a tough message to European leaders gathering in Poland's capital, Warsaw. He urged America's European allies to join the United States in withdrawing from the Iran nuclear deal, which was signed in 2015 after years of difficult negotiations. Pence also demanded that they stop efforts that, in his words, are designed to evade U.S. sanctions against Iran. He criticized Britain, France, and Germany for creating a financial mechanism that Washington believes is aimed at breaking the U.S. punitive measures against Iran. Sanctions were eased by the previous Obama administration under the terms of the nuclear deal, but they were reimposed after President Donald Trump withdrew from the agreement last year. In separate remarks, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the international community should confront Iran, as it is seen by Washington as the world's most significant state sponsor of terrorism.
Look, you can't achieve peace and stability in the Middle East without confronting Iran. It's just not possible.
Standing next to Pompeo, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told reporters that many Middle Eastern nations support more stringent actions against Iran.
A historical turning point in a room of some 60 foreign ministers and representatives of dozens of governments. An Israeli prime minister and the foreign ministers of the leading Arab countries stood together and spoke with unusual force, clarity, and unity against the common threat of the Iranian regime.
The U.S. and Poland are sponsoring the conference. They claim it is about promoting peace and security in the Middle East. But critics say it appears to be mainly focused on isolating Iran. Russia refuses to attend, while the European Union's foreign policy chief, Federica Mogherini, is also skipping the event. For Vatican News, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.
Different actors in the world's youngest nation, South Sudan, are working to help implement a peace process following the signing in September of a deal between President Salva Kiir and his political rival and former deputy, Riek Machar. Amongst them, journalists and producers of Juba's Radio Miraya, the station run by the UN mission in the country. In an interview with UN News, presenter Lucy Jubara explains how the radio station accomplishes its mission through community programs.
Currently, we're having a program called Democracy on Action. We bring people who are policymakers regarding to the peace agreement. So we're having programs related to the signing of peace agreement and how it's going to be implemented with the current situation. So we bring people from IGAD, people from the community, from women groups, from youth, from civil societies, and then, of course, people from the government itself.
Meanwhile, a Sudanese refugee detainee has received a top human rights award for exposing what he has described as Australia's inhumane treatment of asylum seekers. Abdulaziz Muhammad was held at the Manus Island Detention Centre after fleeing violence in Darfur. Over 6 years, he sent thousands of WhatsApp messages to a journalist who told his story in a podcast. The Martin Ennals Award recognised his extraordinary tenacity and courage. And finally, Pope Francis is urging the liturgical formation of Catholic communities so that they may rediscover the beauty of meeting the Lord in the liturgical celebration of his mysteries and have life in his name. The Pope made the call on Thursday morning during an address to some 80 members of the plenary assembly of the Vatican Congregation for Divine Worship and the Discipline of the Sacraments. Robin Gomes has more.
Sappiamo che non basta cambiare I libri liturgici per migliorare la qualità della liturgia.
Addressing the participants in Italian, Pope Francis said, "It is not enough to change the liturgical books to improve the quality of the liturgy. For life to be truly a praise pleasing to God, it is necessary to change the heart. Christian celebration is oriented towards this conversion, which is the encounter of life with the God of the living." Speaking about the challenge of formation, the Pope said, "One should keep in mind that liturgy is life that forms and not an idea to learn." In liturgical formation, the Pope said, "It is important to keep in mind that reality is more important than idea."
La liturgia non è il campo del fai da te, ma l'epifania della comunione ecclesiale.
Pope Francis said that liturgy is not a do-it-yourself activity, but the epiphany of ecclesial communion. Hence, in prayers and gestures, the we resounds, not the I, the real community, and not the ideal subject. Speaking about liturgical formation, the Pope said that the people of God need to be concretely helped in interiorizing better the prayer of the Church, to love it as an experience of encounter with the Lord and with one's brothers and sisters, and thereafter to rediscover its contents and observe its rites. Since liturgy is an experience aimed at the conversion of life through the assimilation of the Lord's way of thinking and behaving, the Pope said, liturgical formation cannot be limited to simply offering knowledge or even to safeguarding the proper fulfillment of ritual disciplines. I am Robin Gomes.
And that brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. You can also follow us on our website. You can catch the latest updates on our Facebook page and on Twitter. My thanks goes to Adriano Vitali in studio. In the Vatican, I'm Linda Bordoni. Bye-bye.